Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East Coast of America. What time is it? Let's say it's 4 here in the Central Zone.
5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m.
Right.
Central, 2 p.m. Pacific,
so,
ends at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So our friends across the pond are listening like 11-ish.
In Britain.
Then.
Oh.
Something like that.
I'd have to go on worldtimezonebuddy.com and do that. Not to give somebody a plug, but you ever use that?
You know, now I don't remember if Ireland is what... I think Ireland has its own time zone from... England and Scotland.
You got to plug it into that thing because
time zone, buddy.
Yeah, time zone, buddy, man.
I
can't survive at work without that shit.
I was just an ovum, but I traveled in Europe before they had those cell phone things. And I remember what a pain in the dick it was and how much better it got once you had cell phones and especially the smartphones. Holy shit. The world opened up, literally. When you're over there.
I got to tell you, you need something in your pocket that's smarter than you are.
Oh, yeah.
To make it in this world.
Thanks for listening to us. I don't remember where I was.
Hello.
Who cares? Join our social media during the show. We check our Twitter at Crab Diving. And then we also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
Thank you, Governor.
With cobwebs on it and shit.
Right.
And we have... Why is our Instagram page? Thank you, Governor.
Yeah.
I did the Amazon. No, I didn't. Thanks for buying shit. And if you'd like to help the show from our Amazon link, computer issues. One second. Sorry.
Come through that. You know that big fucking ship in the bay? That giant. Ass ship.
Here in Pensacola.
That's right, Pat.
There's a big giant ship, yeah.
Everything we order on Amazon must come in that giant fucking ship, I would think.
I don't know.
Like socks.
Maybe odd.
Batteries.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably, I mean.
Right.
Whatever it is, it gets here.
Boat, man.
That shit gets here fucking fast.
What the fuck could be on that shit? What the fuck are we buying? There was some show about all the clothes we buy and how much waste that is. We buy...
Yes.
God damn, man.
Wasn't that Mehdi Hassan?
No.
No, that's the guy in MSNBC, Hassan Minhaj.
Minhaj, man. I think, right? Does he still have his show or did he stop it? I think he stopped.
Yeah, no, I think he still has it.
Yeah,
but
why would you stop that show, man?
Maybe it's on break.
Damn. That's a great show. I mean, it's just him talking to the camera about shit. It's great. It's funny.
I guess he still has Patriot Act.
Right.
He's won two. Well, it says till 2020, so maybe maybe he's done.
Right. God, with it. He's like, fuck it, I don't want to do this shit anymore. I don't care. He didn't say that, but I don't know what he said, actually. I wasn't there.
Oh, they had a little battle too with Netflix when
Moob slap.
Netflix removed an episode of the show from its library in Saudi Arabia in 2019, in which Minaj criticized the Saudi government over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. So Netflix just made that one disappear. That's
fuck that.
Pretty bullshitty.
If you're Minaj, don't you just walk? I mean, he's everything on that, that show. I'd be like, have suck
contributed
my dick,
to him
man.
Walking. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fuck it.
Or just, not renewing.
But why even get? Why would somebody like him even be on a network? I mean, fuck it. He could make. I mean, everybody knows who he is. He's funny. He could just fucking sell that shit on Venmo or something on his own. Like each episode's a dollar or something like that.
Yeah, it came to an end. The show's final episode was June last year.
Well, that sucks, man. Come on, do your show again. We're all about to be locked down because this variant is really fucking bad and everybody in Florida is dumb as shit. We're going to need more stuff to watch than what's out there right now.
Right now there's a glut, though. Writers are kind of fucked because there was so much production backed up that they were... even though there's more demand, there's, you know, how many scripts
can I make,
you know how many scripts are out there.
Oh, yeah, I fuck that. Can I make a suggestion to Hollywood? If you've got a glut of things, go through with your machete or your lightsaber and trim out everything starring John Travolta. We got plenty. Nicolas Cage. We got plenty.
Who's well, that has nothing to do with the writers.
I don't give a shit. It's their fucking pace. Right. I don't want to see anymore. Get rid of those projects and then go from there. And I'm sure there's some other people we've heard from way too much. Like who do we hear from way too much? Who's in every, there's a couple of others that make me nuts, man. It's like every other movie. It's,
well, you don't like Paul Rudd.
Oh God. And it's, you know,
I don't know. I like Paul Rudd.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's more movies for Paul Rudd.
I don't he's touch myself to him, movie, but it's every movie. I think he's a decent actor. He's fun. He's funny. In
he's
comedy,
in every
and
movie.
Shit.
He's like he? It every. Yes, it feels like it. Sometimes there was a time I was like, I had Ant-Man, some rom-com, and all this other shit. I'm like, damn, Paul Rudd must go to the audition and murder every fucking time. God, Paul, that was the best read I've ever seen. Heard.
Let's see what is going on in this world. Oh, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
It must be
everyone's
the worst
excited.
Thing.
Shelby's obviously excited.
When you're in a callback for a show, and
an audition, you mean?
Oh, right.
For those that,
oh yeah, yeah,
aren't
listen, guys,
semi-retired actors.
You're at the audition. And you're like, oh, I got this shit, and it must be the worst feeling to see like Paul Rudd walk in the room. You're like, fuck me, they're gonna give it to him. They always do. They must feel that way. Well,
I don't know if Paul Rudd is at
McGregor
that.
Ewan McGregor probably thinks the same thing. Ewan McGregor's like, oh my God, Paul Rudd's here.
I don't know that either of them is actually sitting in the lobby.
Bloody hell, not Paul Rudd!
Sitting in the lobby with people that have to audition. I think they're kind of past that part.
I can't compete with Paul Rudd! It's Ewan McGregor. Ewan McKellen. Whoever. No.
Ian McKellen.
No, Ewan
is
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, yes.
Who's the guy that
Conor McGregor was the fighter? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I don't know.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost. Let the games begin. Olympics open with a riot of color photos. It says the most stunning photos from the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony that nobody saw live.
No one cares. I love that somebody's pushing off some piece of journalism. Like, why are they late? Nobody cares about the colors. This is the plague. This is the plague games. What are the numbers?
Oh shit!
Could you tilt down more, or
no problem?
Tilt your face up more.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
What are the numbers, though? I mean, you know, people don't care about these pictures or these lights. What they really want to know is how many of these motherfuckers have COVID. Okay, I think that's the thing.
Stunning fireworks, intimate dance performances, and even a treadmill set the scene for the next 2 weeks of sporting endeavors. Even though spectators were largely banned from the national stadium, there's a whole bunch of pictures. Oh, it does look really cool.
I heard on, I was listening to NPR.
Wait, what is that? That looks like people in the stands. Did they fake that?
Mm. In PR, they said that something like 83% of all athletes, of all American athletes, are vaccinated for the games. There are some that aren't. There are some people that aren't vaccinated. I forget the number. I mean, the majority are vaccinated. But why are people going not vaccinated?
I don't know. Maybe they've got a pre-existing condition or something that
I'm
they can't
think about. I mean, if you told
take
me
the vaccine,
well, okay, I'm thinking about this now. If you told me, hey man, you could go over there and you have a shot to be the best shot puttist in the world. It's your moment. You could get I got a real chance to get the gold this time. I might do it. You know, I might say, okay, I'll get coronavirus. I'll do it. I'll risk it, I guess. Would you do it? Would you risk it to get a gold medal in tennis if you knew that, you know?
That's not fair.
That's what I mean. That's all of it.
Yeah,
decision.
I probably would.
Right.
I mean,
that's
then,
where the Olympic...
Back in the day when I was
competing. That's where this Olympic committee has to swoop in and be adults and say, guys, I know you want this more than anything, but mommy and daddy say no. Or mommy and mommy, or whatever the fuck. The people upstairs say no. The adults say no. We can't do it. And you might hate the adults for it, but that's what adults do. They make decisions people don't like. Sorry, you're not going to be the best shot puttist ever. There's a fucking pandemic, you dumb fuck.
God, this is kind of brilliant. It looks like they've put, like, there are scattered humans in the seats, very, very sparse, but it looks like they've put random covers on the seats that are like really dark gray and then, you know, lighter gray and then up to white. There's like three or four shades.
Right.
And it looks like it's random.
Wow.
But the effect is from far away. I just zoomed the fuck in on one of these pictures. The effect is that when I'm looking at the picture, that's why I thought, holy shit, there's a lot of people there. It looks there's a lot of people. And all they did was...
They made it so there's not a lot of people.
Like pixelate the people. Yeah.
That's great.
In various tones of these different colors.
Well, the pandemic is surging in Japan, that might be the way to do it from now on.
Well, yeah. Oh, now that there's a picture where they zoomed in on the flame and right in the background, you can see the seats. It's fascinating.
Wow,
cool. In the different colors. Well, interesting.
Well, I mean, that's neat. They did a neat thing. Yeah. There's a neat light show. And
I mean, you know, I feel for the athletes because this is, for many of them, the one chance sometimes, or last chance for some of them, or whatever. And when shit like this happens, it's a big fucking bummer.
Yeah, life fucking sucks.
When you do nothing but train, and then COVID says, no Olympics for you.
Right. Well, you know, or
they already delayed them a year.
No, they did.
That's it, greed face. That's it. You tapped out. You got the Kong
toy.
Saying
she's being greedy?
Yeah, she's up on her hind legs trying to
get
sniff on my desk.
She can't have one more treat.
There's nothing in here.
Oh, sorry.
So fuck off.
It's
only like 15 after, dude. Oh my
well,
god.
Sure, we'll have to relax. So there you go. The headline at the Huff Po is the really, really cool pictures.
Yay.
From the opening ceremonies.
That's right. Any other news stories related to the Olympics?
Good luck.
Corona news?
I'll bet when we go to the Drudge Report, it's going to be like opening ceremonies and then 37 athletes test positive. We'll see.
You know,
God, control and that. I'm sorry. I'm switching from Apple to
that's tough.
To Windows every day,
right?
Two or three times throughout the day. I get confused.
That would confuse the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Confuses the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
important.
Oh no! Actually, over at the Drudge. Well, it does say let the COVID games begin.
Yay! Good, good.
Apparently they have a review that's not as. This is from Deadline, the Hollywood one of the Hollywood trade papers. Tokyo Olympics ceremony review.
Yes.
Naomi Osaka and Tonga man's return couldn't elevate downbeat affair of NBC's live morning broadcast. depressed. So,
well, I mean, that's the thing.
Boring.
Guys. That's the thing, guys. What that means. I mean, you know, it's just, it's like, I don't know. And it, you know, the pandemic gets fucked up again here and the hospitals fill up, it's going to be the same motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to stop going places.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know how we get around that unless people get the fucking shot. And by then it would still take, like, if let's say every dumb dick fuckhead that didn't get his dumb fucking shot, if he did it today, that means everybody would be fully vaccinated. It wouldn't be fully vaccinated and covered for like, what, a month?
Well, yeah.
I mean, so for another month, at least we have more of this variant.
Right.
But that's like assuming people get the shot. Which,
well, and don't forget the hospitalizations of today are going, the spike in hospitalizations is going to be, just by numbers, be a spike in deaths in a couple of weeks.
What do you mean?
As those, some of those people die.
Well,
if there's higher numbers of people, even if the percentages are lower that are dying,
oh yeah, that's
especially
true.
If they're already vaccinated,
right,
then it's just going to go up. When you have more numbers, the numbers go up. This is what Trump hated.
God,
stop testing, remember? Stop the testing.
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't like the testing. That's
showing how bad how many fucking cases of COVID we have.
Well, I mean, they wanted to get the numbers down. It that is a way to get the numbers down. You know?
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Just the numbers, though.
It's teabag, Shelby. You don't want
right.
this. But the headline at the Drudge Report says NFL coach fired for refusing vax.
Jesus Christ. He didn't want to get the vaccine. Who the fuck is this?
Vikings coach Rick Dennison.
Jesus. Wacko.
Assistant coach.
Okay.
Womp
womp.
This is the ESPN.
Where the fuck are you going to get another job, dumb fuck? I mean, where do you get it if you're an assistant NFL coach? I mean, aren't you want to get a, generally you want to work on another football team?
Yeah, especially if that's the reason you're quitting.
I mean, who the fuck wants to hire?
Did you see
this
the
guy?
NFL came down pretty hard. They've got a new rule that's like, if any of your people test positive, you're going to forfeit a game. We're not going to.
They want to protect.
Fuck around, yeah.
They want to protect their fucking investment, yeah. Man.
But
not enough to stop.
No. After refusing to receive a vaccine for COVID-19, Rick Dennison is out as Minnesota Vikings assistant coach. He was the Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator for the past two seasons. The Vikings say they're still in discussions with him about the league's COVID-19 protocols.
Get your shot, you goddamn dumb fuck. You get paid to ultimately fucking play a child's game. You're playing a game like a kid.
How dare you,
dumb fuck. Get your fucking shot.
You think that guy that
loser
drove down the street this morning with the two Roll Tide flags flying from his car?
Nope.
Feel the same about you?
No, he didn't have his vaccine.
You're disparaging football?
Oh, wait. I thought you were saying, is he vaccinated?
Oh, that's a given.
Fuck
that
no.
He's not. But I mean,
fuck no. He's just another dumb dickhead, man.
Another coach in the league, New England Patriots co-offensive line coach Cole Popovich. Oh,
yes.
He could be a cousin. Also won't be with his team in 2021.
Right.
In a decision related to the COVID-19 vaccine and NFL guidelines.
Sorry, Mr. Popovich. You got to get your vaccine, Governor. No football for you.
Yeah, one of my cousins, I think, married a Popovich. Or my mom's cousin married a Popovich.
I don't understand why these guys,
And then there was the Popovich brothers, which was they were a famous Serbian music band in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. The Popovich brothers. Don't these guys love their job, though? You're getting paid to coach a stupid fucking football game. Get your shots. God, I feel feel bad for your fucking families. You're losing your job because you don't want to get a shot. You're so stupid. What the fuck? What is their end game? Who wants to hire you? Anybody want to hire a couple of anti-vaxxers to rub elbows in the locker room? No, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. Some football player. There's going to be somebody on the team that's going to say, no, go fuck yourself. You know.
Yes.
I think this is white privilege.
Oh my God. Holy shit, I think I remember this song. My mom's 100% Serbian. Yeah, Serbian. Was 100% Serbian.
Right, I like this.
And these guys were at all the parties and shit.
Popovich Brothers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Back in the 1860s when I was a kid.
That's fun. That's cool. Did they wear?
Filmmaker made this film when there was a community of over 1,100 Serbian-American families in South Chicago. They worked in steel mills, drove trucks, taught school, played tennis and golf.
Oh, damn.
Watched television, went to church on Sunday, but what connected them to their family, church, community. Okay, blah, blah, blah. It was a traditional Serbian music, and the Popovich brothers were a constant source of that music.
Yeah, cool.
Well, there you go.
Southside.
Very strange.
Yeah, that's some wild shit.
Like flashbacks for me.
What do they play? What is that, like a mandolin?
Tamburizo music?
Is
the kind of music they play.
Right. What is it?
Tamburizo?
Tamburizo.
It was called?
Cool. You learned something on this
podcast
today. I'm
assuming that's
today.
A Serbian. No, I got to look at.
You learned something. Now go about your weekend huffing.
They're the actual instruments. They're like lutes.
Right.
Tamburizas.
Flesh lute.
Well, that was. I don't know what's going on.
Play the flesh loop.
I don't know what's going on.
I can't stop doing that accent, and I gotta stop.
I'm
not gonna do it anymore. Right.
That was a little flashback. Sorry, everybody.
No, that's great.
A little flashback for me.
Serbian.
Yes.
Should we do a Serbian? Like, what happens? No, like, what's on the news in Serbia right now? Like, what's
probably
happening?
Probably shit. I mean, yeah. It's still.
I don't know.
That
I have
part
no
of
idea.
Eastern Europe that may get a little cray every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about the vaccine,
right?
Which is now required in the NFL for all Tier Shit. 1 staff, including coaches, front office execs, equipment managers, and scouts. Players are not yet required to receive the COVID-19
what
vaccine, but will face strict protocols during training camp and throughout the season. That vaccinated players will be able to forego. So they're treating them differently.
They are though. Why don't you just say they have to be vaccinated? Because you're making the coaches do this because they're not the stars and you can lean on them and do whatever the fuck you want to. I mean, you can just tell, so what, you fire one, right? But a player. Or use it as leverage. You could say, well, you know, if you don't want to get your shot, I'll just go with somebody else. So
there you go. This goes deeper into the whole how they're going to replace him with the Vikings and shit like that, which I don't care about. Sorry to our Minnesota listeners.
Right, right. Good luck over there, guys.
But when I grew up in Chicago, they were the enemy. So
they were, and they are crazy. I mean this in the nicest
Not as
way.
Much as the Packers were the enemy.
No,
but
the Viking fans are out of their fucking minds. I've seen these
They're
people
fervent.
Tailgate yeah. at the stadium yes, in Chicago, and it's like, holy shit, I'm getting, it's like, it's pretty, like, oh, this looks fun. It's like, really does, like, you guys are just pretend Vikings. You have to remind these people, you're not real Vikings, okay?
Oh, well, prove it. After about 11 Michelob Lights.
Yeah.
In the with like a brisket going in the back,
smelts,
yeah.
Some smelts.
And big beer can with the top cut off of it, just filled with hot butter to dip the corn into.
Jesus Christ. I never had that. That sounds good.
Really?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I've never dipped an ear of corn
like the,
and a beer.
A lot of the can. A lot of your brat fests and stuff like that, Oktoberfests, yeah, would have that in Wisconsin. You'd go get a brat, and but then they'd also, right, have the corn.
Yeah,
that you would, they would, they were roasting, and you would get the whole thing with the.
That sounds good.
With the cover, with the cover on it, with, right, the with the husk on it, and with and the parasol that covers. And then you peel it back and you leave it attached, and then you can use that as a handle to dip it into that big fucking beer can full of butter.
We got to save the planet so we can continue doing shit like this.
Yeah, it's
great. Right. Don't you want to get the vaccine so you can go have your beer can corn, right, and you don't fucking die?
That was Butterfest too in Packwaukee.
Butterfest.
I think it was one of my last gigs with the band.
Right. Yeah. Some of these people not getting vaccinated this year could have been their last Butterfest.
There you go. Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Well, let's just open up with a little taste of what's going on. Faithless.
Ooh, gross.
Faithless Friday.
Have a taste of Christianity.
Have a little splurt of Rick Wiles.
A dollop.
It's primarily meant to minister to young men and to disciple them and to give young men a place to congregate where they...
So, Rick Wiles is now building his own social media platform.
Good guy.
For young men.
Oh, ooh.
That he's talking about.
Okay. Hmm. Well, that, I mean, listen.
For young straight Christian men to congregate.
What is he doing?
Meant to minister to young men and to disciple them and to give young men a place to congregate where they feel safe, because especially here in America,
there's a war on young men.
Yeah, a lot of young men feel like they're under attack, and they are under attack. The
that's a good one from Third Banana.
We think they are. Yeah, right.
Third Banana
really
kicks in with
excited
yeah
right now, man.
It was a great yes and.
Yeah,
men feel like they're under attack, and they are under attack. The culture. Warriors in this country are breaking down traditions, morals, family structure. They've been doing this for decades, and they are aiming their guns at young men.
Awesome.
So I don't know if we have a name of this, whatever he's building,
yes,
his social media platform.
Right.
They want to feminize them. They want to demonize them. They want to criminalize them. They want to, you know,
depress them
so that they will not act like the men that God created them to be.
Oh, yeah.
Where do young men turn to be affirmed in their identity as a male,
what?
A straight male,
oh, yeah,
living for Christ in a pagan world. Where do they go, right?
So I'll be sponsoring a camp for young males.
Bring your cocks over, yes, here to my tent.
And none of the impurities of cloth will be allowed.
Right. No pagan shit.
We're going to live like men, naked in the woods.
Where do young Christian males turn in a pagan world?
In their identity as a male.
I know. It's
a straight male living for Christ in a pagan world.
God, they're so insecure.
They really are
so fragile and whiny, pissy, baby, insecure, little... fuckwits.
They need but I think they're angry.
Oh yeah,
they're very angry.
Sure.
Right.
Where do they go right now? It's a place for other Christian men to congregate with other Christian men.
Oh yeah.
And communicate,
rub oil on each other's shoulders, maybe.
Listen.
Congregate with other Christian
God damn
men. And communicate with each other, fellowship, encourage each other, share insights, problems, get advice in a friendly environment where there's nobody attacking them. There's nobody coming in there calling them a white racist.
Oh, ooh, there it is.
Don't attack me. Don't attack me, Troy.
Come here and say the N-word as much as you want, like real men do.
I'm a straight white male living for Christ. Stand back, Kyle. That's so fucked up. Stand back, pagan! God damn it! What the fuck?
We're fellowshipping.
Yeah! These fucking pagans! Get off my fellowship, motherfuckers! Where am I supposed to turn in this pagan world for Christian fucking fellowship? Oh, look, Rick Wiles. Fuck yeah. Let me take my pants off.
It's all so ridiculous. So that's what Rick Wiles has going on. We're
fellowship.
We're excited for him and his new endeavor.
He's got, they're going to have fellowship. What else? What else happens? Fellowship?
Well, yeah.
And?
I mean, they're a safe space for them to... Snowflakes. They're not going to be attacked for
right.
being racist, and they're not going to be feminized.
That's right.
No more feminization.
Yeah, that's right. Shit. I'm just trying to figure out what they do at the meetings. They fell. I guess they play like Cards Against Humanity or something.
Yeah, yeah. Naked Twister.
Chocolate Bandit Mask.
The, so there you go. That's Rick Wiles.
Yay.
Good job, Rick. Look at all these assholes trying to make their own platforms.
We need a place where straight, white, Christian males can go to be in fellowship. I don't know why it's funny. It's just so stupid. Oh, God.
We do have... Oh, that was yesterday's Deanna Lorraine talking
but
about...
But people want to fellowship with people that are remotely fun and interesting, and I'm sorry,
Rick.
What is
fellowshipping? I don't know. I'm Catholic Chicago.
Oh, well, fellowshipping...
I was Catholic, I should say.
What you guys consider fellowshipping is like, yeesh, you know...
You know well, what I mean? Yeah.
Watch your six.
Until you're like 14, then clear.
Father Mulcahy, he ain't paying attention to me no more.
Which isn't accurate either.
What do you mean?
That until you're 14, I was joking, but it's
not.
No.
You know, it really
is. We had a priest that was cheating with a woman. He had a mistress holed up in a cabin. He had a summer cabin in Michigan.
Was she tied up there?
No, she just lived there, and he would go up on weekends.
I'm keeping
like he was married and bang his mistress who was living up in the cabin.
So he was keeping a woman in the woods.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like in the wilderness.
Bow your heads. I believe in God the Father.
It's like 10 minutes outside of town, you know.
Maker of heaven and earth, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dear God, please look over this broad I have stashed away in a cabin up in the woods in the mountains. Why was she hidden away? Oh, they were having an affair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was kind of a dick. What? He's a priest. What do you mean, why is she hidden?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and the great thing is,
them get married. It's so...
I think
profoundly, the whole thing is ridiculous, right. As you know, if you're listening and you're listening on Faithless Friday, you know what our opinion in general of religion
Yay.
Is, but the Catholics not getting married thing is just so
well
bizarre.
You got to think about it from the mistress's point of view in the mountains. Because of this, she doesn't have to go to church. In fact, she can't.
She's not.
That's she's awesome. Like
she was in the swamps of the UP.
That would be the worst thing. I'm sorry. The worst thing about being married to someone in that line of work is that you go to their fucking shit every fucking time. You know what I mean? Like you have to go to church and see him every fucking time. But now she can't because she's
only on
away.
The weekend that he wasn't saying mass up in Michigan. He would only say mass like once a month with the
way
the rotation worked.
Though? What else are they doing?
He was one of the lead priests, so he was kind of like administrative more than...
Don't you get up? That's what you get up and talk.
But he was kind of running things, you know, from the business standpoint.
Did he have the spreadsheet of where all the diddlers are hidden?
I guess so, yeah. So he didn't... He would only say mass like once a month, I would guess.
Right, right.
His
mistress is up there chopping wood, kindling the fire. Hunting.
The GOP, as you know, have been really trotting out their best.
Yay.
Recently. And
like Jim Jordan.
Speaking of the trots,
Right.
Here's Representative Madison Cawthorn.
God.
This.
He's not even real.
This
man.
Butt cheese. Yeah. That. Is a cartoon character. He's insane. He's he really a crazy is. Lunatic Trumper who's like 25, 26. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he's a dumb load.
Well, I mean, it's to me, it's tragically sad that anybody, any age, would feel the way he does. But damn, this person's young. That's just, and there's something very disheartening about that. It sucks.
And allegedly, sexual harasser. He's had a few accusations already.
Well, I mean, listen, what do you want? The guy's a Nazi.
He was speaking of, he was the one that had said that one of the places he always wanted to visit in life was like Hitler's vacation bunker, right? Wasn't it? I'm not making that up. That's what he said. And he
Hitler's
finally got to go.
Vacation bunker. You can pick anything. I want to go. I wouldn't even. If you said, where do you want to go on the planet more than any place on the, I would have to take a moment. And I'm sure, I don't know. I'm considering lots of things. Probably New Zealand. Once you get there, there's no predators there. No snakes. And it's beautiful. However, don't go in the fucking water because that's where the nightmare starts. So maybe New Zealand. That would be nice. Where would you like to go? Italy?
Anywhere?
Yeah. You go anywhere.
That I haven't been?
Well, anywhere that you want to go.
I always like to go to Italy. Yeah.
Right.
I always work Italy in.
Yeah.
In some capacity.
Right.
But I'd like to go to Eastern Europe a little bit more. And,
yeah.
Like
Bulgaria.
Poland. Krakow.
Yeah.
Some of that would be next.
You have to be careful over there now because
in South America,
Russia's influence is growing.
Costa Rica would be great.
I mean, you're a liberal podcaster in, you know, Bulgaria. You might get picked up.
I didn't say I'm moving.
Fucking van.
Oh, they're going to just pick me up.
Yeah.
I'm sure
we're
making big splashes over in Bulgaria. The Bulgarian secret police.
You must say these phrases.
Well, we are now. We're talking about
you must
it.
Say these phrases on your crab diving podcast 2 to 4 p.m.
Don't kill me! Don't kill me!
Say, read this! 9!
To 2017, Madison Cawthorn's visit to Hitler's vacation home alarms his North Carolina district's Jews.
Yeah, the guy's a Nazi.
In a 2017 social media post from the Eagle's Nest in Bavaria, the now 25-year-old Republican, this was last year, so he's 26 now.
The Eagle's Nest, I'm sorry. What
Hitler's, that was his vacation. It was called the Eagle's Nest.
Oh, right.
In Bavaria, the 25-year-old Republican congressional candidate, so that's before the people of North Carolina sent this asswipe to Congress. Said that the former haunt of the Fuhrer was on his, quote, bucket list.
What else is on there? Well, I kind of want right? to. Is the rest on that in that article?
We don't have his bucket list.
What else would be on there? He wants to go to the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah.
Vacations? Like, what happens up there? You just laze around. You have fruit and cheese. You listen to the radio.
Well, I guess so. I mean,
you do Nazi shit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, well, you go on vacation.
Jerk off and try to come in the shape of a swastika.
On the Wednesdays!
Like writing in the snow.
Right. I went British. You know. I mean, what do you do there now? Do you just visit it like it's a museum? Like you just
Yeah.
You can't stay there for the evening?
No, I don't think it's a place you can hang.
You know what?
I don't think.
Don't you want to blow that shit up? Just blow it off the fucking face of the earth, man. Blow it up. It's a fucking.
Yeah, I don't know what the
blow that shit up.
I don't know anything about it. Like what?
Fuck
the,
this Nazi.
What the
shit.
Vibe is there? Or
the
whatever.
Vibe is Nazi.
But
it's Hitler's motherfucking Airbnb. Fuck it. That's Nazi shit.
So anyway, that's who we're dealing with here. This is Madison Cawthorn. And now you know they've gone from just their mistrust of Fauci to now. He's public enemy number one.
That's right.
And we heard Stu Peters yesterday with Deanna Lorraine call for Fauci to be prosecuted and hanged.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I just say, if you're if your bucket list, and especially if you're a younger person, but anyone,
if you're
really,
25 and yeah,
and your bucket list, contains the word Nazi or Hitler or has anything to do with that,
right?
You need Prozac or lithium. Lithium. Don't you think lithium? Lithium or Prozac? Both. Well, all of it.
Well, lithium would zone them out more.
You need to be put in a Hannibal Lecter mask. You don't need to be the representative. You don't need to be anybody's government representative. Fuck.
So here is the esteemed representative from North Carolina, Representative Madison Cawthorn.
Nine!
On Real America's Voice Network.
Hogan!
Man, they're really sinking low now. Right. These people, a congressperson would not have been caught dead on a lunatic fringe, quote, news network like this. In the past.
He is an insurrectionist Nazi.
Yeah. Here he is. And he's a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I want to commend Rand Paul. He's always been a champion of justice, always been a champion of liberty. But his referral to the DOJ, I think, is well-founded. You can just go back and very simply look through the clips of Dr. Fauci.
Rand Paul trying to refer Fauci to the DOJ.
Is this
for lying about funding.
Is this Nazi boy?
Yo, yeah.
Senator, Representative Nazi boy, fuck nut. Listen, you, I don't like you. I do not like this. Why are you gargling Rand Paul schlong? What's that about?
We simply look through the clips of Dr. Fauci speaking back in May or even subsequent months after that, and you can tell he has directly lied to Congress. And so when Dr. Fauci when Dr. Rand Paul gave him the opportunity to actually recant his statements, he declined. And then when Rand Paul started pressing him further and said there will be consequences for those responsible, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you noticed in that clip, but you see his hands start to shake uncontrollably. A lot of people say, oh, well, that's uncontrollable rage. No, that is fear. Because Dr. Fauci knows he's been working as a pawn of the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, boy, drink.
God,
Dr. Fauci knows he's a pawn of the Communist Party. Chinese party.
You know, I think
Soros next, do you think? Or?
Well, I think when we've come to this point, this guy is actually in our government. We really need to have a a real
him light. And Boebert.
We gotta think about it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You know,
it's quite a super group he got going.
The government needs to do things like protect us from climate change. The government needs to do shit like protect us from the corona. And the government needs to do shit like protect us from motherfucking Nazis like this fuckhead. But instead, they're in our government.
He's been funding through the NIH, which with our tax dollars, what I consider to be militaristic research on how to make an animal virus more transmissible to humans. So I think it's very well founded that we refer this to the DOJ.
Real.
Jenna, I will just tell you, unfortunately, the DOJ right now is under the control of the Biden administration. So,
Oh
my God, because it was so much better under the control of your little fucking man, baby, clan, fuck father.
So we're not going to have a little witch hunt like we want to have. And we're gonna build another noose in the Capitol Square so that keep Mike Pence out for one, but then we're also gonna get Fauci out there and make him swing.
I think you're capturing his voice right there. I mean, he is the reason we're having another pandemic. He's the reason. People like this, they don't want to get their vaccine because these guys say this bullshit. It's not true what he's saying. It's not real.
Jenna, I will just tell you, unfortunately, the DOJ right now is under the control of the Biden administration. So what's going to come of it, I don't know. But I'll tell you, when we take the majority back in 2022, I'll make sure consequences are doled out.
When we take the House back in 2022, I'll make sure the consequences are doled out for Dr. Fauci.
Look at this. Oh, yeah. Gosh. My God.
I'll make sure consequences are doled out. But we want to.
No, I'm gonna fuck him up.
Why are we? What is this? What Nazi boy? Who told you to get in government? And who voted for you, Nazi boy?
North Carolina.
Oh my God! You guys need a helper dog or some shit. Why did you elect Nazi boy? He's the worst one, dude.
Hold out. But we want to prosecute this guy to the full
full
ability of the law. Because I'll tell you. To lie to the American people just to get your name in the news, just to see your face on the cover of books, just to get fame and fortune. I'll tell you, Dr. Anthony Fauci does not deserve either fame or fortune.
My God, dude. Why don't you tell people to go get them? That's all he's doing. These people are insane.
Yeah, they have to create fake villains. so that they can. And then when something happens to Fauci, hopefully nothing, but because he's got personal security now because of assholes like this.
You know, when you, this reminds me how I you know how I vote? Out of fucking fear. Out of the fear of a Republican getting elected. That's how I vote. Because listen to these people. God.
Insane.
Yeah. You have to vote for the person that's going to beat the Nazis. These people are in Nazi. They're in the neighborhood of Naziville shit. This is Nazi shit. He's like lying about this. God. Fascism.
Madison Cawthorn.
What a great guy. Jesus, what the fuck did your parents do to you, wacko? I mean, I don't know how to say, I hope that's not an offensive question. But.
He's a entitled trust fund rich twunt. Frat boy.
I tell you what, man, he's a dick. I mean,
dumb.
I mean, shouldn't you? Is there any way to elect like smarter people? Like we have Matt Gaetz. He's dumb as shit. He's dumb as shit. Why do we have to have somebody dumb as shit? I mean, it really.
Well,
I,
we would prefer not to.
I mean, goddamn, I vote for smart people.
Sadly, many of our fellow.
They just don't.
Residents.
You know what, guys? We're going to vote for this child trafficker guy who's dumb as fucking shit. He's dumb as fuck. We love him. Because we're dumb as fuck.
Several accusations.
Yes.
He put them in uncomfortable situations when he was in college.
Okay. Madison Cawthorn put people in uncomfortable situations.
Before his accident.
Right.
I think it happened while he was in college, right?
Oh, okay.
Or something.
I don't know.
He's wheelchair bound now because he broke his neck or something.
Right, right. Well, that sucks, man. Jeez.
He repeatedly has denied wrongdoing.
Right. Well, that's
saying
generally.
I've never done anything sexually inappropriate in my life.
Bam. There you go. The Nazi said so. Nazi boy said so. Okay.
The women are former classmates of his at Patrick Henry College in Virginia, a private Christian school.
Oh, yeah, man. These places are fucking horror scenes, right?
One woman said his MO was to take vulnerable women out on these rides with him in the car. And then make advances on them.
Like in the middle of nowhere? That's nice.
This is a Christian school.
Right. Do you remember Jesus doing that? Jesus like, hey, come on to me. Get in my car. I'm going to drive you out to the middle of nowhere and make you take your top off. I'm going to fucking sexually assault you. So, Christian!
He called them the fun drives. He would take women out and then... This woman said she turned him down. He got really enraged and was driving back, whipping the car around at 70 to 80 miles an hour on one lane roads. It was really, really scary.
Right. But that doesn't sound like a fun ride.
Yeah. So there you go.
What an asshole, man. Hey, listen, that's the guy people voted for in North Carolina. Is it the backwoods of North Carolina where he's from or some shit like that? It's the mountains.
Well, wherever this college is. I don't know.
Can you vote with some common sense? I don't know.
Then there was the accident.
Yeah.
The friend that was in the accident with him, he lied about.
Okay.
In a 2017 speech, Cawthorn described the 2014 car accident in which he alleged that his friend Bradley Ledford left him for dead.
Oh, shit.
But Ledford, who was the one driving the car, said that's not true.
Right.
He said that's not what happened. I pulled him out of the car the second I was able to get out of the car.
Well, I mean, the thing is...
And then...
Madison's trying to give an interesting and exciting speech. So,
But Cawthorn's parents have even undercut that story.
Damn!
In their own account, and Cawthorn later testified that he has no memory of the accident.
It sounds like he's lying, Pat.
Why would you say that? Why would you make that up, that you were left for dead by your friend?
It's compelling. It's that, because it's Jesus. It's religion. It's the resurrection. The guy was left for dead and he survived just like Jesus. Yeah. He was resurrected to be Madison fucking Cawthorn. Put my dick in your mouth. Vote for me. I'm a Horacene.
Left him paralyzed from the waist down.
Jeez. Left me for dead and Jesus saved me. I was resurrected and turned into a super duper politician fuckhead.
But there you go.
That's got to be it, right? That's his story. That's his resurrection story. He's perfect for whoever the fuck votes for him, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of North Carolina, I could look it up, but I kind of don't care. Yeah.
If anybody is listening from that part, I mean, we care about you.
Well, if they're listening, yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
I'm assuming they didn't vote for him.
Anybody listening that's listening to our show, and you live in this wanker's district, I feel for you, because I'm sure you didn't vote for the guy. You voted for whoever ran against this fucknut, this Nazi.
Yeah.
So this conservative censorship is true across the board. I've been banned from, YouTube.
Oh, I played that before. That's Greg Locke, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That guy lost his shit, right?
Yeah.
He's upsetty pants.
Somebody retweeted that. I wanted to play this one. This one.
I decided to run for governor of Wisconsin. I'm no stranger to politics. I'm not a politician. I'm a patriot. I want to make that very clear. And I'm sure all you are patriots as well. That's why you're here. I got in the fight last year because I saw a really...
Is this Kirk Cameron?
No. Jonathan Wichman. Wickman.
Oh, okay.
Evil coming across this land, especially in Wisconsin, right? The lockdowns. I've been following politics for 13 years. I volunteered for Ron Paul's campaign when he ran for his presidential bid there.
Squirt.
And what I noticed is that everything kept deteriorating, no matter if we had a Democrat.
One flag on the field.
Or Republican in office. It didn't seem to quite matter. Up until Donald Trump. Thank God for President Trump, who still is the president, by the way.
This guy's running for governor.
This guy
for the Republican nomination.
He needs a Pampers switch out, don't you think?
Thank God for President Trump, who still is the president, by the way. We all know that. Yeah, we all know that was a sham.
Pandering.
Oh, yes, we need to audit, absolutely. So looking at the political scene, I knew we were in trouble. You know, I'm 36 years old. I'll be 37 next year. And I own my own business. I've owned my own business for 9 years. I've been in corporate world a long time. But there's been an interesting theme that I've noticed in this country, especially driving up here. There was a sign that says,
there's a lot of black people I see. And that's really scary to me that there's so many of them.
You know, if I was this guy, I would find someone to help me write speeches that aren't really fucking
nobody's going to vote for him, let alone...
God, this guy, but he sucks. His speeches suck. Don't you think it's ponderous? He's like, we understand the point you're going to make. And if we understand the point, then... I don't know.
This is at the at a Faith and Freedom rally.
Listen, if you're making...
Great to see everyone. You know,
Chippewa Falls, awesome, Wisconsin.
Can we just yell at this guy for a second? Listen, asshole, if you are making a point, but the audience figures out the point you made, then you're done. Then you can't talk about it anymore, because now they know. Go on to something else. He's killing me. Don't you think he's ponderous? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I don't think
sucks.
He's effervescent.
Next. Right. You're not advancing on the next level of American Idol, fucknut. You wacko. I mean, God, you're a politician.
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Faith and Freedom Rally.
Oh, my God.
Scenic and lovely, Chippewa Falls.
I mean, if you're going to court the evangelical vote, don't you have to be a good speaker because they're used to listening to these wacky pastors that are like, "Belly good thing, no, no, no."
Oh, that's an interesting point. Yeah.
For 9 years, I've been in corporate world a long time, but there's been an interesting theme that I've noticed in this country, especially driving up here. There was a sign that says, "Lying is destroying America." Do you agree? There are no truth tellers anymore in this country at the political level. We need to change that.
Wait a second. You just told these white waddlers, these white Wisconsin waddlers, that it was stolen from Trump and that it's a total sham.
Yeah.
But no, you can't lie to him.
No, you can't lie to him. We don't want you to lie to him.
You know, I if you asked me to describe...
I'm slowly hypnotizing you with my boring voice.
Yeah, I would describe him as boring and very and trite. That's how I would describe him. And that's not positive.
There are no truth tellers anymore in this country at the political level. We need to change that. We need good Christian patriots to take over and run for office. And that's what I intend to do.
To take over. We need good Christian patriots to take over.
You see, like, Trump was only president for 4 fucking years. And they stormed the Capitol at the end, and that was our peaceful transition of power.
Yeah, yes,
going out the window, and look where we are now. That was 4 fucking years, and here we are. I mean, that should make people terrified when you vote, man. I mean, holy shit! What if Trump wins again, or some other lunatic? What's up with this fuckhead? He makes me nervous. He makes me sleepy and also nervous, which is very strange. You boring Nazi. This is the boringest Nazi we've ever played.
We do have, yeah, he's pretty bad. He's not the most eloquent.
You know Madison Cawthorn. Whatever that fucking means.
Also.
Yeah, right.
That's
very boring.
Terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
The Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
We've got, where is that other clip I had? This is,
Jesus, like, listening to this show is like, who is this Madison Cawthorn and what's his fucking deal? God damn.
Right.
How did he survive that car accident?
When two people of the same sex get together, it's out of sheer wanton lust and pleasure only for self. Nothing comes of it.
Wait. How would you know? Wait, start it over. I'm losing my shit already. This is a good one. I gotta just listen.
When two people of the same sex get...
This is pastor. I don't know if I've heard of him before. This is Right Wing Watch, of course, sharing the awesome clip.
Yeah, this guy is in it to win it.
Calvary Chapel Church in California.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers.
Jack Hibbs. Is right. His name
Little Jackie Hibbs?
Here.
When two people of the same sex get together, it's out of sheer wanton lust and pleasure only for self. Nothing comes of it. No life can come from it. No family can come from it. Mm-hmm. Let me insert this. If you're an evolutionist.
Uh-oh. Wait, this
you know
is
what
the
I
part,
would do?
Huh?
If I was animating this, at this part, I would have somebody, like, Family Guy style, jump up from the audience, take his pants off, and have a child squirt out of his penis.
Yeah, or just pan left around the lectern, you'd see one of the interns underneath the...
Right.
Like, police story.
He's actually making his point. He's like, see, we can fuck all the guys we want, nothing will come of it. Right? That's what he's saying.
And let me insert this. If you're an evolutionist, you have to be against same-sex union.
If you're an evolutionist, you have to be against same-sex union. So where he's going is that
God,
because they can't procreate.
Yeah. He says, let me insert this.
Which is really creepy.
That?
Yeah, yeah. And the way he leans down towards the microphone. It's very creepy.
And let me insert this. If you're an evolutionist, you have...
I think many a terrified...
That's a drop!
Terrified young church intern has heard that before.
You have to be against same-sex union. If you're an evolutionist... What, and by the way, where have been the evolutionists on this topic?
What are you talking about?
Because, listen, if you're an evolutionist, what's one of the statements It's
we have nothing to say about the topic. It's it.
Listen, Reverend Hibbs, let me insert this.
Yeah. What insert you, this motherfucker.
What is the topic? Is the topic gay sex? Is that the topic?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, gay marriage.
Dude. Just listen, Reverend. Just fire up Grindr and get on with it, okay, buddy? Big deal. Who cares?
Because, listen, if you're an evolutionist, what is one of the statements? It's the survival of the fittest, right?
Oh,
and in evolutionary theory, the survival of the fittest has to procreate. That's why you watch. They study all the animals, and there's the big elk. You know, the big bull elk.
Oh, here
if
we go.
Survival of the fittest. I got to tell you, there's a lot of dancers on Broadway that are gay. There's a lot of gay bodybuilders out there. And if you're going to say, if you want to put America's fit level versus gay men versus straight men, I mean, I'm not making any stereotypes. I don't want to say anything. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know about that one, buddy.
Elk. And what does he have to do every spring? He has to take on the young elks, beat them up.
And he's got to beat him up and go fuck him some other some she elks.
Talking about elks. What? Why?
Because he's
guys,
verbal Viagra for these morons in the audience.
I'm going to tell you why we all have to start, stop butt fucking, wink, wink. Because of these. Let me explain about elks.
On the young elks, beat them up.
Oh, yeah, beat them up.
And the strong one, by natural selection, the strong one survives. He impregnates all the other
female
elkies.
Damn, he got a laugh.
Elkies.
He got a laugh saying elkies?
Yeah.
Holy fucking.
Well, think about the audience here.
That is a real fucking gut laugh.
It is.
That's disgusting.
And it's disturbing because
fuck
there's
him.
A lot of people in this
fuck
place.
Him and fuck those people for that reaction.
Elkies. Does? Elk.
God, you suck. You fucking, you basic fucking fuckhead. You're very basic. You're very shitty.
And a lot of white people.
And these people that are laughing at this guy, you're creating a monster. You're making this person an even bigger monster than he fucking is. Elkies.
Maybe he does stand-up.
God, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
This is stand-up.
Cats, I don't know. And so he looks over his harem and they're all producing babies. And he's like, yes! And evolutionists say, right on! That's it, see? It's an action! But if evolution's true, then there would be no such thing as homosexuality. Because over the last 400 trillion, billion, zillion, quadrillion, zillion, million years, evolution would have washed that out. Homosexuality, LGBTQ actions prove the existence of God.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Guys, I'm going to need you to scissor a little longer. I'm hoping Jesus pops up somewhere.
Damn. Man.
Summon Christ.
Sledgehammer that square peg into that round hole.
Summon Jesus.
Holy shit. What kind of logic was that? Therefore, Jesus?
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, honestly, dude, sometimes I think some people wake up in the morning and say, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get to the top of the page of Right Wing Watch. I'm going to do it.
Oh, that
my
could
God,
be. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Do it.
The LGBTQ actions prove the existence of God. Because God's word says this is would be some of the outcome and actions of the last days.
Man.
There you go.
The outcome and actions of the last days. Meet me at the eagle's nest.
So if you're an evolutionist, you have to be opposed to same-sex unions.
Duh. Jeez. Wow. I need a list of the fucking rules. Where are the rules? There's all these rules. If you're an evolutionist, you hate gay people. What do you mean an evolutionist? I believe in evolution. Why would I be an ist? An evolutionist doing what?
Right.
What am I?
That's like being a gravity-ist.
Right now.
Right. I am too. I believe in gravity.
Listen to this. I'm an oxygenist.
They're insane. They're out of their fucking skulls.
Evolutionists, it would wipe the homosexuality away.
Wash it away or something. Guys, these are scientists.
Yes.
Jeebus.
Oh, God, I'm just looking at some of Jack Hibbs's greatest hits here. Listen to this one.
Every boy is going to try to sneak a peek.
According to what's happening,
so this is why you need to keep transgender kids out of the bathrooms that they want to go in. This is the Louis Gohmert argument that every boy's, when I was in high school, if you were to tell me about this trans law shit, I would have put on a dress and some fake titties and gone in there and tried to peeked over the stall looking at some hot girl taking a big shit.
Who is this again? Jack Hibbs?
This is Jack Hibbs. Yeah, this is one of his greater hits back from
Jesus,
a while ago.
Man, I mean, this is just dumb. This is crazy.
Every boy is going to try to sneak a peek.
According to
what's happening in California,
prankster?
Our governor
but
has
that doesn't
given
make
kids
you
the permission
a
to
sexual
show.
Predator.
What is this? He's on a talk show.
And sneaking a peek is different from... You know, if there's a hole in the barn and you sneak a peek, that's gross. You shouldn't do that. But that's
Hibbs.
Different than dressing up
right.
or saying you identify as a different gender.
Absolutely.
To sneak in.
Jack Hibbs is a fuckhead. Is really
okay, I'll
what
give you
is
that
going
one.
On? And you, I know that you're about to tell me that his reach is short and he doesn't have like 3 million.
He's a big. That was a big
was that a
church,
mega church
that he has in
Jesus
California.
Jesus fucking Christ!
According to what's happening in California, our governor has given kids the permission to go do that. Now, let's say this happens. The kid goes in there, self-determination. And even if he is confused, he goes in there, self-determination. Or a kid's pulling a stunt.
Right.
Goes in there and takes a look. What happens when that kid comes out and word spreads around campus that Jack or Johnny or Freddie went in there? It's my opinion, having lived through my generation, there's going to be young men that are going to target that kid and really, really lay it on him. It's going to make bullying worse.
What? Yes.
And yet our governor has sanctioned it. Here's my question to you.
What?
Yet our governor has sanctioned it. What do you mean you say? Here's my question. Well,
so,
I don't even understand what he's talking
about. But he's saying then that kid, if some kid pulls a stunt, and goes in and sneaks a peek that somehow
it's someone
he's
peed,
going
right?
to be bullied.
I heard you were
afterwards.
Watching. Yeah, of course.
So it's going to increase bullying,
right? But what?
What?
What are we not supposed to do then? I mean, what is he saying? I mean, how
so
do
he's
we...
not he's not concerned about the bullying and terror that many transgendered youth have to deal with. He doesn't care about that,
right?
He cares about some, in his mind, normal, horny little teenager who pulls a stunt and says, I'm transgendered. I'm going in the bathroom and look at some hoo-ha.
Right. What does he want us to do?
He's
about...
worried that they're going to be ostracized.
Okay. That's okay.
Because we allowed them to pull that prank.
That's right.
And the good Christian boys outside are going to beat the shit out of him and bully him. For having done that.
But what are we supposed to do?
This is fucked up.
Because
convoluted. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's because transgender people exist. What are we supposed to do then? Are they supposed to pretend to not be transgender at school? Are you asking people to be someone they're not?
Worse.
Yes.
And yet our governor has sanctioned it. Here's my question to you. That's going to happen. It
will.
Who will be responsible? Will Jerry Brown be responsible for this kid getting beat up? Will it be the principal? Who's going to pay the price for kids who beat this kid up? And you can't find the kids. It wasn't caught on tape. We don't know who they are, but the kid's got his teeth knocked out. He's in the hospital. Who's responsible?
Who's responsible for this poor little straight boy who decided to sneak into the bathroom pretending to be transgender because he wanted to look at some boobies?
And but he got beat up, right?
Not that women are showing their boobies in the
in
the locker room.
I mean, I think what we're learning here is that people have a whole range of ideas that they think is going on in the locker room or the bathroom.
What's going on?
Well, what I think I was, is, you I know, think people
I made my money with
peeing.
Tennis for I think a long peeing. Time, and I nothing weird ever went on in the locker room that
people
I
want to pee.
Ever saw. Nobody, no team doctor ever jerked off nope. in the corner.
No, that's some Jim Jordan shit, you know. But people are peeing in general. That's what happens.
Right, right.
That's
or showering or whatever in a locker room. Yeah.
But this fucking fetish with talking about transgender kids in sports is just harmful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fucking shitty. Right. You know, and what do? We're just waiting around for some adult on a court to fix this shit.
Yeah. Best of luck.
Yeah, really.
We're down 6-3 right now.
Yeah, what a horrible.
And three of them are pretty young that Trump put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
Lifetime.
And I'm sorry, Kavanaugh should not be lifetime. That should not be lifetime. Why are we not pushing back on that shit, man? Fuck that. He lied in his confirmation hearing. He lied. So impeach him. Can't you impeach him?
Well, yeah.
Everybody's still like, kumbaya. Everyone should be pissed the fuck off. Like when Biden walks into his office in the morning, he should walk in and I'm like, God damn it, what are we going to do? Let's go get these fuckers. Every day you should think about that. All the fucking people that died when Trump was president, they shouldn't have died just because dickhead mismanaged everything. We should all be so fucking pissed off.
Pastor Jack's desires to see your relationship with Christ deepen and your effectiveness for his purposes maximized.
Oh, yes.
His bold preaching will encourage and challenge you to walk with Jesus.
Okay. For how long? I mean, where am I walking to with Jesus? What happens? Is that what happens? The VIP, you get the, before you go to some church, like for $45, you can get the VIP time with Jesus. He'll walk with you down the block and back.
Oh, you get to have drinks and dinner with Jesus.
It's
beforehand.
A meet and greet with Jesus. We're going to have greets. Joseph there. John the Baptist will be there, as well as who are some other characters? And I can't, Ruth. That she was in the Bible.
Well, yeah, there's 12 apostles you can hang out with.
Is Noah here? No. We fired Noah. Because the whole ark thing is just stupid.
I don't think he was around at the time Jesus.
Well, Jesus isn't around. He fucking got banged up on the cross. Nailed up.
Yeah, depending on your interpretation.
You want to bang me out on this cross?
Yeah.
One last time? No, Jesus.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's a beautiful... Man, look at the time is a flying. A beautiful Friday.
Right.
Actually, it's kind of hot as fuck and
muggy.
A little gray and humid. Muggy. And it's really mosquito season. And well, I have the... Whatever the gene is that mosquitoes love to feast upon me.
And, you know, with climate change...
That's a thing, you know.
What do you mean?
One of the things you can get if you get one of those DNA tests, they could tell you whether you're more predisposed to... mosquitoes liking you or not.
So what are you supposed to do about it once you figure that out? Well, then learn some, live somewhere without mosquitoes.
By then you probably are like, no duh, because you
moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Oh man. You know, we can't,
like, they can test whether you like sweets more than salty and stuff like that. Maybe.
I'm gonna fire up that bug zapper.
Oh yeah. But they're brutal right now, man. I go outside with the dog.
Let's kill those motherfuckers. Like, man, listen, you know.
I walk in 5 minutes later. I've got lumps on my back.
God damn. It's from these motherfuckers. Probably biting the dog, too. We got to kill those mosquitoes. Kill them dead.
I keep changing the bird bathwater. So you know,
those
motherfuckers spawn in there.
We have to get rid of all standing water. Well,
as long as you change it every day, it's okay.
Right.
We do have other news.
Yes.
On this Faithless Friday.
We need more birds in the yard if we want less mosquitoes. Because they eat mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, bad news for Jeff Bezos.
Yay.
And his flying penis.
Right.
His flying dildo.
Yeah, man, it looks like a dick.
federal aviation regulators have made a rare change to the requirements for its commercial astronaut wings program.
Yes.
Meaning that Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos may not officially be recognized for his space flight this week as an astronaut.
Who the fuck? I wouldn't. Why do you give a shit? What this is?
The FAA changed
not what
the rules.
Can be that you don't be concerned about this, Jeff. This is stupid.
The FAA changed the rules on the same day that he, his brother, and two others made their historic first commercial space flight on Tuesday.
Oh, then you're an astronaut, aren't you? You went up there. You didn't do shit. Was he allowed to do shit? Did he turn on the afterburners? Did he fire off the solid rocket boosters?
So they changed it for the first time in 17 years. Before, all that was required was to fly at least at an altitude of 50 miles.
Right.
Now they've added a requirement that any commercial flight must also include activities during the flight that are essential to public safety or contribute to space flight safety. So,
well, he did build the
do
thing.
Something.
Yeah, you got to do something. And but I'd rather you not, because there are people that train their whole life to go up in space and do something. And that's not you. So you don't need to be up there. But you know he's going to do that. He's going to make him in charge of like some water valve or something.
So in addition, the FAA will permit crew members for such flights, and the spacecraft will need to be, will permit.
Right.
Not permit. The spacecraft will need to be licensed by the agency. Yeah. These changes mean that those who flew with Bezos on Tuesday will not be technically considered astronauts
by the government. Sorry, guys. Money cannot buy everything. Jeff Bezos can't buy it. Well, he can just go up again and be an astronaut, right? He'll just do. What do you care if you're an astronaut?
Or he'll pay off somebody to change the FAA rules again back.
Right. But, Jeff, lots of people aren't astronauts. I'm not an astronaut. Are you an astronaut?
No.
Shelby?
I would.
But you're not.
Correct.
Are you okay with that?
Well, yeah. All right. It's kind of.
Damn, Jeff.
I have to be.
We're okay with not being astronauts. What's your fucking problem?
He wanted to be. Thought he was going to be.
God, I want to be a. What if I want to be a brain surgeon? I'm not, though.
That went ahead, job from Angie Dickinson.
But I was in the room. I watched the brain surgery on Discovery Channel once. So I guess I am then. Right?
Well, yeah.
Per Jeff Bezos, I'm an astronaut. You sat and you get strapped into a chair. Well, some guy with oodles of fucking training that you fucking paid, which is fine, whatever, dude. He's the astronaut. You're the rich dude strapped down into the fucking chair. And if you had to choose, if you had to all of a sudden do without one of you in that flight, it's going to be you, dumb fuck. These rich guys just don't understand sometimes. They have to have everything. I want to be an astronaut. I want to buy it. Why can't I buy it?
Texas?
Hey, man.
Great name. Brian Pounds. Brian Pounds, lead pastor.
I can't take it.
Of the First Assembly of God in Vernon, Texas.
What the fuck did you do, Brian Pounds?
Oh, well, here you go. Was arrested on charges today.
Right.
Of sexual assault of a child and delivery of a controlled substance to a minor.
Good fucking God. Wait, he's a pastor?
Well, probably soon to be former.
Right. You're run for office now.
According to the arrest warrant, Pounds got Pastor Pounds got a 15-year-old girl a job cleaning homes for the elderly.
God damn it, Pastor Pounds.
He also counseled the girl.
Okay.
And her family.
Damn.
He used his closeness to her to meet with the girl privately.
Right. Of course.
And one can guess where this went.
Right. Damn.
The affidavit and multiple times raped her. The affidavit says during one of those acts, he placed both hands on her neck and choked her. He also supplied her with methamphetamines.
Wow. This is,
on July 1st,
I don't know what to say about this.
The girl's mother asked the popo for help finding her daughter, and an officer found Pounds at a motel.
What? Why? So the daughter knew, the mom knew her daughter was with Mr. Pounds.
Possibly. During a search of the room under Pounds' name and under the church's name, he registered in a motel under the church's name.
Why would you say, hi, I'm Reverend
Pounds? So he could deduct it.
Oh my God, you dumbass.
Police reportedly found meth and evidence that the girl was staying there.
Okay, I'm going to deduct the meth and the girl from my taxes, so I'm going to list them.
The girl said that she had smoked meth in the motel room and Pounds had performed sex acts with her earlier in the day. She was admitted to a local hospital with medical complications from smoking methamphetamine.
Wow, Pastor, it sounds like, you know, this pastor thing isn't for you.
The church, as of this writing, has taken down its Facebook page, but yet to make any kind of public statement, although they did remove his name from their website.
That'll do it. That will do it.
He's a 2020 graduate of Liberty University.
Yay, boy, another. Look at our alumnus.
Probably under the tutelage of Jerry Falwell Jr.
How many Liberty University alumnus have been in trouble for this kind of shit? I wonder. What's the list?
Oh, married 16 years, 4 kids, oldest daughter, 15.
Oh, bam. Jeez. Whoa. Wow, Pastor. Pastor Pounds.
God, these people.
You will not proceed to the next level. Yes. Pack up your knives.
You shall not pass.
GTFO. You've been voted off the motherfucking island.
Pastor Brian Pounds.
Mr. Pounds.
First Assembly of God, Vernon, Texas.
The First Assembly of God. That's a crazy one. No offense to anyone who's into that shit, but it is crazy. I think that's one of them where they can't have instruments. You just sing. Everybody just muddles through the hymns.
Mm-hmm.
A cappella.
I would guess so. Well, I mean, no, there was. Well,
it's a dirge.
This guy, I don't know. Yeah.
It's very weird.
The last guy had a whole band on stage with him.
That's
the megachurch guy.
That creep is different from this creep. Mr. Pounds. Mr. Pounds is like, we have a bare bones operation here. I'm going to deduct my hotel room where
I don't think the First Assembly of God is that big in Vernon.
Did he think that no one would wonder where this girl was? And then he put the hotel room under
his own name.
Plus where he works in case. I mean, I think Brian Pounds. I mean, you might as well put the church where you know, how many Brian Pounds can there be?
Right.
Wow.
That's looks like a big church, though.
Yay, Mr. Pounds. What do you say about that? If you're the, I don't know, the group that hired this guy, I mean, you guys should fucking resign.
They have boards or something? Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Whoever invited this guy, gave this guy a job, should fucking quit, man. You're not good at this. Or do they have agents? These guys have agents? They call around, hey, First Assembly of God or wherever the fuck. Looks like you have a vacancy. Let me tell you about one of my clients, Brian Pounds, pastor. He's excellent.
Or he's great with kids.
Great with kids, good on the mic.
He is in the, wow, this is.
Little problem with methamphetamine.
Right. So,
he does this thing where sometimes, and it's not often, but he likes to take a high school kid and check into the hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Under his own name.
For some fellowship. Meth,
perform some oral sex. Fellowship.
Right.
And then the police arrest him and, you know, it's just the kind of thing that happens over and over again. It's okay.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay. Jesus, how do you think it's going down here with your shepherds and the people representing your ass? You know what I mean? Like, this guy's a God representative.
Yeah.
Jesus, how do you explain this? This guy's representing you. Are you not in charge of your motherfuckers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming Jesus would not abide.
Time for a little managerial shit, no? I mean, don't you have to look into this shit? I don't know. Are you concerned? There's a lot of people that work for you that are straight up rapists. I mean, this guy's taking a teenager to a hotel and smoking meth. That's unacceptable, isn't it? Are you cool with that? Hello? Damn.
And then, you know, the thing is, back in the day, before the internet and everything, they would have just moved him on to a different...
Nobody would have caught the
guy.
Nobody would have caught the guy. In fact, the sheriff probably went, oh, yeah, that's Brian Pounds down there.
Yeah, you mean Sheriff Pounds.
Yeah, Sheriff
His cousin.
Pounds. Sheriff Pounds.
Right.
He's got some ether.
He's common sense. Today, we're going to look at what is appearing to be, or almost about to become, a constitutional crisis. Constitutional crisis is not unknown in our republic. We've had them. They're always very jarring. They're always very difficult. They're always very unnerving because the Constitution.
Okay.
There's nothing about that that isn't hilarious. I mean, it's just funny. But he didn't have to doctor that. That's actually what Giuliani
so
did.
So embarrassed.
It's
doctored. But
I would believe it, though.
It sounds like from that one book, that Michael Wolff book. But that may not be that inaccurate.
Did you make a French horn disappear?
Jenna Elfman's reaction at that hearing, though, is really spectacular.
How's she supposed to react? I mean, it's just
she just looks
she's
at him
like,
with
holy
she,
fuck.
She's like, ah, oh! Like instant disgust, and then like, oh my god, oh Christ,
our
almighty.
World is so crazy, so crazy.
Yeah, it's the president's lawyer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm the president's lawyer.
Rudy, and his son was minister of sports or something like that. Rudy's dumb fucking son.
Yeah, some sports liaison.
Well, sports liaison necessary
between the White House and
who's doing that job now?
I don't know. We have to look that one up.
Yeah,
it was all about bribery, and that's what we're seeing right now. I mean, it's a Luciferian way. Hey, listen, when we're confused about someone that we love, such as DeSantis, I don't want to speak bad about him. But we have to literally go to where there's confusion. We have to go to the scriptures because I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers.
So this is Carlos Cortez.
Yes.
I don't know. Some right wing dickbag. This is the Stu Peters show.
Ooh.
Instead of Deanna, he's talking to this guy right now.
So DeSantis is getting some play.
Because DeSantis had the nerve to tell people to go out and get vaccinated.
He did?
So now they're
Oh,
so now they're upset
that.
With him.
Wow.
Barren way. Hey, listen, when we're confused about someone that we love, such as DeSantis,
when we're confused about someone that we love, like DeSantis,
you know, now this is what will happen because vaccinated people can go out and do whatever. The unvaccinated people will stay home because just out of spite.
Will they?
Yeah, out of fucking spite. They'll say, oh, it's not safe now. I guarantee you. Or maybe not.
Or maybe
but
not.
They won't get vaccinated.
So here's, I think, the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero.
Mm.
If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospital.
Mm-hmm. It's low. It's not effectively zero.
Right.
If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
Hearts, MAGA hearts breaking.
You know what, man? That should terrify everyone. Because DeSantis was saying something different.
Well, that's what a lot of these other stories are saying, is that we should all be afraid because now the scumbags like DeSantis are afraid and are coming out and saying, and Hannity are saying, you guys got to maybe.
Why are they afraid now?
This Delta.
So
kids are getting sick.
It was bad before.
Right, but it wasn't going after little kids as much as it is. It wasn't.
God, it's so funny. I don't know. It's not funny. It's tragically insane that.
So that's what they're upset about. That's what this idiot is. Somebody we love as much as DeSantis. We just got to go. When we're confused, we just got to go to the scriptures.
God, you're always confused.
It was all about bribery. And that's what we're seeing right now. I mean, it's a Luciferian way. Hey, when we're confused about someone that we love, such as DeSantis, I don't want to speak bad about him, but we have to literally go to where there's confusion. We have to go to the scriptures because I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers. None of us have the answers. That's why we keep on talking about this and we're keep on going and going and going. But hey, remember, God says in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who will bless you, and him that honors you, I will curse you. And so if you're stepping out and saying, hey, I'm a sellout, take the vaccine. And then more importantly,
you know, Jesus is like, listen, dumb fuck. You don't know what I mean. You are stupid as shit. Get the vaccine, you fucking idiot. God. I mean, really.
So who is he talking to? Is he talking to Adam? It's
Genesis 12:33, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Yay. Okay, so now who's I get
Genesis 12:3, was that Adam he's talking to? Or
I don't
was
know.
Adam still around by Genesis 12? Had that, we moved on?
That wasn't in the remember. Movie. I think these guys are stupid. Get your shots, you know? I mean, or done. Or listen to this guy.
So he's saying, you know, the people that are cursing them,
Bleh.
That are mocking them, is the God will be cursing. So God will be cursing us.
Oh, you think God's gonna come after me, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, asshole. I got dose Modernis. Dose. You have nothing. Look forward to your fucking ventilator, SMD.
And then more importantly, how do we know, or who do we know, is in Ron DeSantis' pockets? You know, I love the guy. He's a great leadership. I look up to him in many ways. But we have to give him the opportunity to speak. But there has to be something here. And I think it's more of a spiritual thing. Yeah. Everybody has a number. Stu, I like playing poker. I know you do, too. When you get somebody to fold, you just put a lot of money on the line and everybody has a number. Everybody has a number. And it doesn't matter who it is. Everybody has a number.
So he's suggesting that as much as he loves DeSantis, hey, all of us would have a number that we wouldn't turn down,
right,
to kill people by saying that the vaccine is fake or whatever.
This guy is why the right is trash and the GOP is trash, and not to disparage gambling. Don't want to get pissed off. This fucking guy is using a poker analogy to talk about something very fucking serious. He's telling, is that a good, just so I'm clear, is... I understand this idiot. Is that a good analogy?
What's his analogy to poker?
Has a number. Stu, I like playing poker. I know you do, too. When you get somebody to fold, you just put a lot of money on the line, and everybody has a number. Everybody has a number, and it doesn't matter who it is. Everybody has a number. And I have...
So just okay. By betting a lot, you're scaring everybody off and forcing other people to fold. So he's suggesting that somebody put a lot of money on the table in front of DeSantis and forced him to fold. But he's missing the part where in poker, if you force somebody to fold, they don't get any of the money from that
right,
hand.
Right. They don't get, doesn't.
In his analogy.
I knew it.
In his analogy.
I knew it.
DeSantis isn't folding. He's folding and then getting a cut of the money he just lost.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, right.
But wait, it doesn't work like that. So your analogy is shit.
Yes.
You're shit. You're a liar, right?
Everybody has a number.
Everybody has a number.
And all I have to say is that bribery is a real, real thing. We don't know if DeSantis, his family is threatened. I don't know.
Everybody doesn't have a number. You people have numbers. There are for horrible dishonesties. I mean, there's numbers for a lot of shit.
We want to talk about corruption with DeSantis. Then we can talk about corruption with DeSantis. But him finally saying get the vaccine is not that. He's done lots of corrupt shit.
But this guy is basically saying, hey, we love him. You know, we got to expect some corruption. There's, you know, certain numbers. You can't even expect the good guys to turn down that money. No, you can. That means they're not a good guy if they turn down the big money to betray the what's good and right.
Yeah, right. That.
But this—he's betraying the utter black hole that is the morality of these Christian right lunatics.
I think where this what is going on is like this guy is doing right wing nut job brain jujitsu to not take the vaccine or to make a point that, you know what I mean?
He's making.
I don't know.
All I have to say is that bribery is a real, real thing. We don't know if DeSantis, his family is threatened. I don't know. He just has to speak to the Floridian, Florida citizens and make an appointment of what's really, really going on.
So now they're coming for Ron DeSantis.
You are a dumb fuck. I mean, this guy is dumb as shit. Who is he again?
I don't know who this guy is. He's on Stu Peters' show.
Okay. So he's a right wing.
Some Florida asshole. Yeah.
He's a talking head on a podcast. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, he's got to come forward and talk.
The poker analogy. I mean, that's the thing that's weird about this guy is generally gamblers get their gambling analogies correct because that's their fucking life. But like this guy's poker analogy makes no sense because if you fold, you don't win the pot.
Right. Well, they don't. The poker they play, they don't get past, you know, the underwear. Once the underwear is gone. Once you're out of underwear, you've got nothing left to bet. So
give me your vest and those lifts.
Yeah, I mean, the boys get together on Thursday night, play some strip poker, you know.
Straight, white, Christian males fellowshipping in the sauna.
We're just fellowshipping.
That's right. Pour some more hot water on those
Which,
fucking
again,
rocks.
Is fine. Rock on.
Hell yeah.
Get your wieners out, but you know, don't be hypocrites about it.
Right. Oh, but no. They're going to be hypocrites about it.
Oh, sure.
Should flow, we believe, very, very easily and without any real problems. There shouldn't be too much dispute about interpretation. And, of course, that's a somewhat unrealistic notion.
It's paralyzingly funny. It makes me stop. I can't play a little more.
It will always lighten the mood.
But the one beautiful thing about our republic is that at times of crisis, constitutional crisis, other crises, at times of difficult decision making.
Constitutional crisis.
Brilliant.
Give that guy a Grammy.
David Dominey Fowler.
Rudy gets a Grammy for his performance as Good Stuff, Rudy, because those are actually his.
Well, his one and Photoshop or no, Photoshopped and they took the Pro Tools to it.
Okay, well, hey man, somebody samples something, somebody gets a check.
Yes, right.
And royalties.
is each fart a different line? Like
they're making money off my fart. Yeah.
There you go.
Got to get an entertainment lawyer on this. Figure it out.
Rudy Giuliani, everybody.
Hey, good job, Rudy. Good job.
Very, very close partisan decision making. There's a place to go.
We got a few minutes left here on the big shoe, y'all.
Genius.
Yes.
Acting. Thank you.
Rudy, a never-ending
right
fountain.
Yay.
a cornucopia of...
No pun intended!
We've got... I'm just looking through some of the headlines here. Don't forget our buying shit through our Amazon portal.
You know, Rudy is, I would imagine, in a road trip, basically useless because the guy can't drive because he's shit-faced. You know, so he just sits in the car, just fart the whole ways, nothing to contribute.
Did you see, you know, Meghan McCain has announced she's leaving The View.
Ooh, fuck you.
And there's much rejoicing.
Right.
But now, there is, there are wisps out there.
I know who it's going to be.
Who?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know. You want me to guess about your guess?
No. Who do you think it's going to be?
I have it in front of me. I'm reading it.
Okay.
Are you guessing?
Is it going to be Michelle Obama?
Wait a second. You know what we're talking about. The View. They want, but they want a conservative.
Like, fuck that. I don't want a conservative on The View. Put Michelle Obama on that. She'll get on there every day and tell people to get their vaccine and things will be better.
So they're trying to find a conservative.
That's not what? Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? Good luck, guys.
Right.
What about Kellyanne Conway? She needs a gig, right?
The rumor is that none other.
Freedom and liberty and the American dream.
You know what? I'm sorry. I think I'm for this.
You want Guilfoyle to be on The View?
I want Whoopi Goldberg to yell at Kimberly Guilfoyle. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, are you... Didn't she do some bad shit when she was managing Trump's finances and shit in the campaign?
Yeah, she was horrible at it, supposedly, and lost all kinds of money. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nothing criminal.
No.
You know, The View, I got to tell you, I don't think you should hire this Nazi because she worked on the Nazis campaign. I think that's immoral. Sorry. You can't hire these Nazis.
There's at the Daily Mail, there's a story about all the considerations, and it says The View scrambles to find a Trump Republican to replace McCain. I don't know that that's happening, to be honest with you.
Who would it be? Who could it be?
I don't think they're trying. Well, maybe they are. That means they really want the battles, because otherwise they would get a,
yeah,
you know, never Trumper.
I mean, you know, I guess you have to. Well, you get if that you're gonna do that, get a punching bag. Honestly, get somebody easy for them to fuck with. Because
well, tweeting, LOL. Hey, ABC. Even I'd tune in to see Kim Guilfoyle do this. Kim versus the other four doesn't seem like a fair fight, though. You may need a few more libs.
What about Joni Behar?
That was Donald Trump Jr.
Was that Don Jr.?
Tweeting that.
God.
About his girlfriend.
What are you doing right now? Putting shells in your shotgun to go kill something endangered? You boar. What kind of fucking boar do you have to be? It's like, you know what I'm doing this month? I'm going to the Himalayas. I'm going to shoot the shit out of this endangered goat.
The best is yet to come.
I mean, I don't...
How are my thighs? Will you put oil on them?
I mean, I don't know if there is a reasonable place or a civil... Can we have a civilized society with Nazis just accepted, given TV gigs, accepted into society like they aren't fucking fascists? I mean, can we go forward as a society like that? Because we have to think about that.
I mean, I think that's where...
These are Nazis.
I think that's where Jared and Ivanka are doing. They're trying to go hide.
We see you,
and,
Nazis.
And hope that, you know, they'll be able to slither out when all the dust settles.
Because, you know, in the Quentin Tarantino movie about the Nazis, Brad Pitt carves the Nazi symbol or whatever the fuck into their forehead. So
spoiler alert.
So you always know who the Nazis are, but we don't have that here. So we can't let these Nazis go on Dancing with the Stars and do these shows, like, because then people will forget they're fucking Nazis.
Yes.
And that sucks. That's bullshit.
God, but then...
God.
But then, now, Hannity, it says, furiously backtracks and denies he pushed his followers to get vaccinated. So now he's saying, no, I didn't tell everybody to get vaccinated. But
damn,
we have you on tape the other day.
Right.
Saying the vaccine works. I go with the science.
Hey, Sean, we're not on your level, whatever the fuck that is, but we're broadcasters and we encourage people to get the vaccine, right?
Yes.
Get your fucking shot, motherfuckers.
Vociferously.
And I'm not walking that back. Are you walking yours back? Are you walking that back?
No. Go get fucking vaccine,
yeah,
you asshole.
Sean, you said it. You just stick to your guns. What's wrong with it? Why don't you want people to get vaccinated?
Squeals are abounding. in right-wing media today as the Cleveland baseball team.
Oh, yes.
That formerly called itself the Indians.
I love it.
Has announced that it is changing its name to the Cleveland Guardians.
Bam, motherfucker.
Next
Perfect.
Year.
Perfect. That's progress. That's fucking progress.
The team decided to name itself the Guardians after the famous Guardians of Traffic statues located on the Hope Memorial Bridge near the team's home stadium of Progressive Field in Cleveland.
Okay. Thought it might be I don't know these Guardians. I don't understand the story, but I like the name better than the Indians.
So of course, right-wing media are losing their minds.
They're mad. Why are they mad?
Woke culture. Cancel culture, this dick bag says. Goodbye, history and tradition. Hello, woke political correctness.
Ah, the Cubs beat you, you motherfuckers. Suck on it. Who gives a shit? You got your name changed. That's great. Now the team that you root for, it's not embarrassing to wear their shit. Right?
This guy is a pastor who tweeted, as a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan whose very first job was selling snow cones and peanuts at Indians games in the old Cleveland stadium in the 60s, I believe I speak for many in saying that the Cleveland Guardians is the stupidest name for a team in all baseball.
Hey, why don't we just go back to, why don't we just have apartheid then? What, you want to go back to the 60s? You want to live in the fucking 60s? It's the Guardians. It's nice.
Jeez. So there you go.
These people that are racist.
Imagine
like
bending
this.
The knee to the loud 1% on Twitter and people who don't even watch baseball. Fucking losers.
Yeah, fuck you, you fucking loser. The liberals are coming for you, motherfucker. Imagine that, dickhead. Go get your shot, stupid.
This guy says, yay, woke white people fucked up another sports franchise.
Yeah, we're going to fuck more up, motherfucker. We're fucking everything up. How do you like that?
This guy says, the pussification of America.
Yes. Everybody's getting pussified. Pussified, pussified, pussified. Go get your shot, loser.
Cleveland Guardians, guarding the wokeness that plagues America.
You're a plague. You're probably literally a fucking plague. Get your shot, dickhead.
Why don't you just change Progressive Field to Whinnying Liberal Butthurt Field?
Shut, fuck you. Go. Listen,
cucks, you're all a bunch of cucks. This guy says.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you call it Cuck Field?
God, they're so upset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're Trump's cuck. How do you feel about that?
Ultimately, who gives a rat's fuck what the team's name is?
And it's nice to have it not something that's
racist. Unless
it's
something offensive. Right.
I don't understand.
How about having a name that offends the least amount of people?
Don't you like Guardians in general? Are you a fan of Guardians? People that guard shit. Unless you're, you know, I don't know. What do you care about the fucking name?
So, good job.
Right, it is stupid.
Cleveland team.
Oh, and you know what's great about
this?
I love it. I personally love this. I love it. It's great. I'm looking forward to all these franchises. I believe the Braves, they should change their fucking name. My God, you should see some of the logos they have flying. It's like a guy with a red face and a mohawk.
Oh,
screaming.
Yeah, the cartoonish. Yeah.
Get rid of the tomahawk chalk. That's fucking offensive, you dumb fucks. You fucking simpletons with that shit. Stop that. You can't do that anymore. I'm sorry. The woke police are here. We're coming for you.
Wait, who is this?
Who are we coming for next? Who's the woke people coming for? Who are we coming for next?
Malcolm Turnbull, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Former
Australian Prime Minister.
Hello.
Who was the beneficiary of the culture that Rupert Murdoch created down there, the cancer
right.
That Murdoch's bullshit media has spread on many continents now. Malcolm Turnbull's now saying that, Rupert Murdoch has contributed to the death and disease that his news outlets are contributing to death and disease.
Newsflash. Is this news? Did you know this? I felt like we knew this already.
He's a conservative. I'm pretty sure he benefited. I don't know if they liked each other when he was in office,
right.
But I'm sure.
Late to the party, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You should have said something earlier, maybe, when you were prime minister. I don't know.
I'm not well-versed on I know we have listeners in Australia. So
you know, if you live
DM
in
me, tell me if Malcolm Turnbull was a. I think he was a dickbag.
Listen, don't. Who cares? I want to know about these. How do you live with these snakes?
The fellow Australians, or do you mean the actual reptiles that that slither on the ground?
I mean snakes, because to me, do you remember the snake? Not the snake hunter. What's his name? The alligator guy, Steve Irwin.
Yeah. Crocodile.
Ooh, crocodile hunter. Yeah. Right. Okay. Like they have brown snakes, which are these. I mean, they're huge snakes. They're brown. They're about like 8 fucking feet long, thick as shit, and they have this time where they mate. And they like to mate in warm places and shit. So they end up like going in people's houses to fuck. And then you call the snake people away to come get them. And they get them out of your house and, release them. And I'm just saying that, I don't know.
Two Australian states.
Yes.
Ryan, since we're talking about Australia.
Okay. How many states?
Queensland. Queensland and New South Wales.
Right.
Have now officially softened their tone when it comes to the language that they use.
Okay.
The official language. From now on, sharks will not have been said to have attacked. They will have bitten. Okay. So shark bites.
Oh, I see.
Not an attack.
Okay. I don't know.
And they will be referred to as encounters or incidents.
So
when you have a meeting with a shark,
run that by everybody hobbling around by the beach and had a leg taken off by one of these fuckers.
They're trying to dispel the inherent assumptions that sharks are ravenous, mindless, man-eating monsters. It's not working here, apparently.
Is the problem
for half of the podcast?
Sharks are attacking people. I'm sorry, they're encountering people and biting.
Queensland and New South Wales have had the highest number of reported shark attacks in Australia since 1700.
Who the fuck knows what's going on in 17 fucking hundred?
So at a shark symposium.
Oh yes.
Senior Queensland official said the state government prefers to use the term bites.
Yeah, stay out of the fucking water.
Instead of attacks.
Just stay out of the water, though. In Australia, stay out of the water. It's insane there.
But they say it's important because sometimes the language you use can make it harder to protect threatened species. If people think that threatened sharks may need to be protected, you know, casting them as these man-eaters that just can't wait to snap someone's femur off.
You know, I agree
as a toothpick.
I agree with our 45th president about these shows.
Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry about these things. There's one movie and takes place in Australia, and these guys are on a sailboat. The sailboat capsizes, and they have to sit on top of the hull. It's upside down, and they discover the hull is sinking, and they realize that they have to swim like 2 miles to shore, and one by one, these fucking sharks pick them off, and it's just shit, man. I don't know. Good. Let's save these guys. Let's soften our language.
They've got signs up on the beaches there.
Oh, this guy's encountering the shit out of me.
Be smart, shark smart, smart shark. It's a shitty picture. These waters, blah, 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 are a feeding ground for great white sharks.
Stay out of those fucking waters.
They come to this area to feed on seals. Great white sharks are predators. Should be considered dangerous.
No fucking shit.
Encounters with sharks are rare.
Okay.
But please remain alert. Do not swim near seals.
Do not swim.
Swim close to shore in waist deep water. Avoid swimming at dawn and dusk. Surf and swim in groups.
God, so many rules for it rarely happens. Rarely these encounters happen. But here's a bunch of rules to follow.
Now,
fuck that. Waist deep water. Fuck you up in waist deep water all the time.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
Yeah, because it happens a lot.
Right.
Waist deep water. Fuck, man. You stay out of the fucking water. You live and die in this motherfucker's pleasure. That's what's up. Fuck that.
I think that's all.
But let's soften our language And B, I don't want to offend these sharks. Maybe if one beaches itself on the shore, you just don't push it back where everybody else is fucking swimming. Like that one time.
We gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. Yay. Check out one of Ryan's comedy shows. Get the deets at RatedRComedy.com, RatedRComedy on the Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook.
Follow
or Eventbrite.
Oh, yeah. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed weekend, everybody. And
stay out of the water, man. Get working with sharks and snakes and tigers. God bless.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man,
the skipper brave.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.